let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Our guest on today's This Week in America is Alexander Berry, author of Wholesome is Our Precious Gender Divide, The Forgotten but Complementary Division Between the Masculine and the Feminine Phenomenon in All Possible Realms of Life. The subject matter of this unorthodox book is the gender phenomenon, the masculine and the feminine forces. It seeks to clarify the nature of these seemingly opposing forces of nature, masculine, feminine, that on the surface seem to be irreconcilable and in conflict, by offering two sides to the argument, applying an ancient esoteric system to assist their neutralization. Neutralization in the sense that we may now appreciate the union of opposites. Alexander Berry, our guest and author, is reincarnated into the middle of the 20th century. He subsequently experienced an extreme checkered life, indeed even up to the present day. Versed with the Hermetic sciences and with the practice of Oriental medicine, led him to the creation of this book, also to several other very innovative concepts and books. He was born in London, United Kingdom, married, has a son, and from London, Alexander Berry, author of Wholesome is Our Precious Gender Divide, our guest on This Week in America. Alexander, welcome to America and welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be invited onto your program.
I love this concept and looking forward to having a chance to talk about it on the program today. And let's start at the very beginning. Where did you get this inspiration? What was the motivation to write this book?
It was to find a link, a law or laws that bind everything together. And as I practice Oriental medicine, I began to study more closely the meanings of yin and yang. These terms are bandied about, as you know, in the Western world.
Yes.
But they do have a little meaning. But I needed to study, enter into their deep meanings, much more so than textbooks could explain and define.
You know, this book has been described as unique. Is that part of the unique concept? This is
well,
you.
This is your investigation
into this.
It is, because the yin is feminine, yang is masculine. The forces of yin are always centripetal, which means forces coming towards a center. So they are consolidating. With yang, these forces are centrifugal, forces that are moving away from the center. So if I may give an example, if we take your Democratic Party, it, rather similar to our Labour Socialist Party,
yes,
it thinks it can construct laws which bring fairness to everyone, which means that they have to pass law after law after law exactly to obtain that cohesion where everything seems fair to everybody. Now, with your Republican Party, similar to our Conservative Party, the forces are centrifugal. They try to pass fewer laws to give greater freedoms to everybody. So you have a masculine force and a feminine force. And these define very much this extraordinary separation. There isn't right or wrong connected with this. It just so happens that the more consolidating, the more detail required, the more laws have to be passed, the more constrictive things are. This is the feminine force. And the freer things are, the fewer laws, where things are left more to ourselves, this is the yang centrifugal law. But life is a mixture of both, and you can and may suffer extremes. For example, if there is too much freedom, then you get felony. You get people breaking the law because they know they can get away with it.
Yes.
And if there are laws which are more constrictive, perhaps there is less crime. The trouble is there is more constraint on our freedoms. And the interesting thing is this is either a masculine or a feminine force. And the book that I have written describes this wonderful division. And it is an exquisite division. Did you know that in the English language, between 800 AD and 1300 AD, our language gave masculine and feminine gender to the nouns and adjectives in Old English as it was then? Now, I don't know whether you know French and German, the various European languages, but they still obtain, yes, their masculine and their feminine division in their words, and be in their nouns and in adjectives. The only remnant we have left of that period is that we tend to call a ship or a plane, we refer to it as she.
Yes, yes.
But we don't have this division anymore, and I think we're the poorer for that, because we do not appreciate this exquisite difference of masculine and feminine within the language.
A fascinating conversation and a fascinating book, Wholesome is Our Precious Gender Divide by Alexander Barry, our guest on the program. If you Google it, Barry is B-A-R-R-I-E. Book available wherever books are sold. I will send you to authorreputationpress.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly, get information on the book and order the book there as well. I talked about your inspiration in writing this. Let's talk about the motivation, what you hope to find, your curiosity as you started this investigation. What was your motivation? What were you looking for when you began the project, writing the book, Wholesome is Our Precious Gender Divide?
Well, the ethos, the trend nowadays is perhaps to lessen the differences between male and female,
yes,
which,
yep,
in my opinion, is a terrible mistake. The division is exquisite because male and female are made very differently. I think someone used the expression, we're wired up differently, which is true. If a woman tries to be like a man, she loses something that hasn't been brought to her attention. If a woman tries to think and behave and to do what men do, which is the tendency nowadays, she loses that exquisite gift that is being given to her, that lovely softness, that grace, that beauty which comes from within. And at the moment, many women do not realize what they're doing to themselves. Because you can't have two things. You can't have your cake and eat it. And one of the most important functions for a woman is to hold the family together and to keep the traditions, to create some kind of stability, because we live in a world that is very unstable, because the family unit is disintegrating. And one of the main functions one of the wonderful functions of womanhood is to maintain the family and its unity and its traditions according to custom and the religion you happen to be practicing or born into. All these things are being forgotten, which is one of the reasons why there are so many problems in the world. And it has become an almost godless society in the Western world, alas, in my opinion. And Christianity is almost having to apologize for its existence. That is a madness. Because Christianity, as with Islam, as with Judaism, as with Buddhism, the scripture of these great religions act as a helpful instruction how to be, how to behave, how to act in life.
Let's talk about the title, and a couple key words in there. Wholesome is Our Precious Gender Divide. How did you come up with this title?
It was quite spontaneous. because of this wonderful separation of male and female, and the specific roles that they've been apportioned by nature, then that division is wholesome and proper. Remember, and this is very important, Rick, I'm speaking about normal man and normal woman heterosexually. As regards other forms of sexual attraction, I'm not involved in this and I haven't written about it. What I'm writing about is this normal, wholesome and perfect division between male and female, and so that they understand in life what their roles are. If one particular gender is trying to do the job of another gender, not only do they damage themselves, but the other gender becomes very confused as to its role. So you see, we're talking about a very, very, very serious subject. And forgive me if I am not smiling. When trying to convey something so serious, it's rather difficult to smile.
Talk about the process of writing the book, what you had to go through to write the book, the research, the moments that you had where you probably stopped and maybe scratched your head a little bit, or you're like, you found something that you weren't expecting as you were doing the research. What did you go through to write the book, Wholesome as Our Precious Gender Divide?
Well, may I say, the scratching of the head was certainly true. That's why there's no hair on top of it. But I didn't have to suffer anything. It was merely hard work and research and observation. Because remember that as a doctor of Oriental medicine, I see thousands of patients. And I am presented with the whole panoply of human behavior. And so it was easy for me to see the differences and the comparisons and the likenesses.
Time is going by so quickly. This is such a fascinating book. The book is Wholesome is Our Precious Gender Divide by Alexander Berry, our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. I'll send you to authorreputationpress.com. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, there's a link that will take you directly there. When you were writing the book, are there certain particular parts of the book that you like? And if somebody was going to start or go through a couple of chapters that you would highly recommend, what are some of the areas that you would focus on and tell people, you know, this caught my attention, I think it will catch your attention as well?
Yes, there is a chapter on homeopathic medicine and medicine as practiced by our doctors, our general standard medical system, or allopathic medicine, as it is called. But may I just say something before that?
Yes.
Your listeners may be interested to know that one of the pages is devoted to a poem, and there is a link to that which will bring them on to a piece of music which I have written and composed, and it's very relevant because that poem is sung and you can access it with the ebook, and with the printed book you merely feed that formula into your computer, your
right.
Laptop, whatever you have. But back to homeopathy and allopathic medicine, I've written about this and explained a number of things as to why homeopathy is so important and why it tends to work for many, many ailments. It is interesting that with allopathic medicine, the medicine as practiced by your doctors, is a feminine approach, which is perfectly legitimate because they detail and home in on the particular ailment that you're suffering. So the forces are centripetal towards the center, focusing on one thing.
Interesting.
On homeopathic medicine, this is a masculine yang approach where the energy is flowing outwards. So the difference is, with homeopathy, you don't look at the illness that is presented. You look at the whole patient, their lifestyle. Why are they suffering in a particular way? So you see, the emphasis is different. There isn't a right or wrong, because there's a place for allopathic medicine. There is a place for homeopathic alternative medicine. It's just that the approach is either masculine or feminine, which has never been thought of before. The idea is unique, but these are the laws that I referred to at the beginning of our talk, that this wonderful division can be explained, because these laws began at the beginning of time and will end with the end of time.
Talk about promoting the book. Once you have this book, it's groundbreaking, it's a fascinating, it's a thought-provoking book. Wholesome is Our Precious Gender Divide. Alexander Berry, our guest on the program, coming to us from London. Talk about promoting. Now you have written the book, you have people's attention, but you want to get more people's attention. How do you go about getting this word out there, getting word of the book out to the public?
Yes, well, fortunately, the publisher... it's a very, very good publisher and doing a very good job in propagating the book. And this end, the United Kingdom end, we are doing many, many things again to propagate the book. There have been some reviews which have been encouraging, but we've only just started because the book was only published a week or so ago. So there's a long journey. And I very much appreciate this interview with you, because that's part of the propagating of this book.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you with us.
Hopefully it will enter your libraries as well. But that's another thing.
Well, it certainly should do that. And then the obvious question then is, okay, you've done this so well. What are you working on now? Are there other projects similar that you're working on?
Yes, there are two other books are about to be published. There is the sister book to Wholesome, which is a book of essays, but all with a connecting theme. It's a much larger work, and there are many ideas in it, many wonderful things that have, in a way, been a revelation. And I'm quite proud of many of the ideas that I put into this book. Some of them will be poo-pooed. Oh, by the way, it's very important that your listener understands that if he or she obtains this book, whether digitally or whether a printed book, there are different chapters. If there is a particular chapter that is a bit difficult to understand, don't let that stop you. Go to the next chapter, because that may have a number of things which you will understand. So be selective in the book.
Okay.
I understand you won't necessarily understand everything, but by going to the easier chapters, it will make the difficult ones that you may go back to at a later date much easier to understand.
We've got a couple minutes left in the program. Let me ask sort of the why you wrote this book and what you hope the reader takes away when they read your book, Wholesome is Our Precious Gender Divide. What do you hope the message is that resonates with the reader?
That heterosexuality, normal man, normal woman, is an exquisite and wonderful thing. When a man and a woman are very close and have intercourse, they replicate the moment that life came into being on Earth. It is a reflection of that. And so that wonderful division is a blessing, and we must not forget that it is a sanctification as well.
It has been such a pleasure, Alexander, to have you on the program. We just touched the surface of this groundbreaking book, Wholesome is Our Precious Gender Divide. Alexander Barry, our guest in the program. Barry, if you're Googling, is B-A-R-R-I-E. Books available, authorreputationpress.com, the usual places for books. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Video version of the program available on our YouTube channel as well. Alexander, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Job well done with this. You got a lot of people thinking a lot more as they find out about the book and read it over the course of the next few weeks. Thank you for spending some time with us from the United Kingdom on the program today.
Thank you. And I really appreciate how you've interviewed me. It was very easy. Thank you so much.
Well, there's so much there to talk about. I wish we had like 4 hours and we still would only touch the surface, but we try to do the best job we can during a shorter period.
When the next book comes out, perhaps we can do something.
We definitely will do that. And if you've listened to the program, the rest is in the book. So go buy a copy of the book. Wholesome is Our Precious Gender Divide by Alexander Barry. He's been our guest on This Week in America. Information on the book and a direct link for information and to purchase by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.